The Valdez Fire Department is investigating the cause of an explosion that happened at the Valdez Small Boat Harbor late Monday morning. As KCHU's Tony Gorman reports, the fire from the explosion left a Fairbanks father and daughter with severe burns.
Owen Guthrie and his family were preparing to go out on the Prince William Sound when they stopped at the Crowley Field Dock to fill up their Bayliner, the Falcon. When Guthrie turned the ignition, the 28-foot vessel exploded. His wife and two of his three daughters were able to escape through a window that blew out during the explosion. Guthrie went back to retrieve the third daughter after she fell into the boat's engine compartment. He and the teenage girl sustained severe burns. The mother and the other girls suffered cuts while escaping. A medic from the nearby Silver Bay Seafoods cannery assisted the family until Valdez fire crews and paramedics arrived on scene. Several workers from the cannery weren't far behind.
I was like right in the corner by where the boat was, and then I just saw people start running into the factory and then telling us to get out that there was a fire, and that's pretty much all they said, and everyone just started running out.
Crews arrived on scene to find the vessel engulfed in flames. Valdez Fire Chief George Keeney says the fire burned through the boat's rope, causing the vessel to go adrift. He said the blaze had also spread to the dock.
The harbor crew was quick. They pushed the skiff back into the dock so we could tie onto it. Meantime, we went ahead and had crews at both locations putting the fires out. So we had fire crews coming over here to the dock trying to get it out quickly. Same time, we're knocking down the one in the boat.
The Coast Guard reopened the harbor to traffic 45 minutes later. Keeney says crews have boomed off the area and still had to fight off hot spots on the boat. The field dock will remain closed for the next 3 to 4 days while officials investigate the cause of the fire. As for Guthrie and his daughter, they were medevaced to the Providence, Alaska Medical Center in Anchorage and later to the Harborview Burn Center in Seattle for further treatment. Reporting from Valdez, I'm Tony Gorman.